Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, it's thinking about it.
Giving us a moment to pause and reflect.
Oh, let's reset. Hold on a minute.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. It is so exciting. We even have Phoebe Crazing Star with us, the author of this wonderful book that's called Recipe for Your Life, Five Steps to a Delicious Life, and yum, yum, let's get going. So last episode, we started getting into the co-creating meditation that if you go to that episode, it's on the end of it. And boy, Phoenix just knows how to do a meditation, let me tell you. So I just really invite you to go back and check out that whole episode. It was a lot of fun and a lot of insightful things that we talked about. But today we're going to go ahead and talk about what's in your kitchen. And I love this whole idea. I'm looking forward to getting Phoenix on. But let's go ahead and have Amy. Amy, it's Amy Frost. How are you today?
I'm here to testify. I'm going to testify. Are you ready?
She's going to testify. Watch out. Look out.
That's right. I moved by the
spirit. A grand jury or somebody come in. This might be some big things going on here, but that's all good. And Miss Phoenix, how are you today?
Well, hold on. Robin, wait. Hold on. I haven't had to testify.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I rushed her. Go ahead.
You did. So last week, I'm at the International Career Thought Leaders Conference. So you guys did a fabulous job, and in February, I went through this amazing book and process and wrote my intention, and last week was the most amazing professional experience I ever had. I had to keep pinching myself. It was so amazing on every single count. So that's my testify.
Ooh, that's a good
one.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know.
Listen up, people. Listen up.
Yeah, listen up, because this stuff works. Yeah, well, and I mean, with Phoenix, I mean, you know, she's going to be sharing her story as we go along in the book, and, you know, she's the first one to testify that this stuff really works, or would be in the book. So there you go.
She's a little horrified, too.
Well, I think, you know, some of it's kind of shocking us into a, like, oh, well, what's your reality, and what would you really like your reality to be?
So I have to say, I don't want to keep it too long, but twice this last week, I listened to the show with two different people. And they both were awestruck by the whole thing, of course, but your storytelling, especially the ring. Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
So let's hit it.
Okay. Okay. So, Miss Phoenix, how are you after all that?
I am well, thank you. I am really well now. I'm so excited to hear about testimonies, you know, of how this people have applied this and how it's worked for them. This is just so inspiring to me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about this chapter because we're going to start really talking about behaving intentionally and working with the READ system. And I think that's so wonderful. And right off the bat, in the beginning of this chapter of cleaning your kitchen, you talked about the universe is a Facebook, and it's looking to see what you're putting on your pages. And I love that idea. I was like, when we originally wrote that, I was like, gosh, that's so brilliant to think about how we can relate to that. We're so blessed that, you know, I think technology has come on the scene because of spirit. It really helps us to be able to talk about a lot of the different things that work and don't work on a computer level. And most people have enough knowledge nowadays when it comes to the terminology of computers that when we talk about, yeah, I need a defrag or I need a, you know, whether, you know, a reboot or whatever, you know, I need to do a malware on my system. People are like, oh, I know what that is. Okay. You're going to do that with you?
Right,
good
right.
for you. Okay. Anyway.
Right.
So, what's, you know, how did you come up with the idea of what's in your kitchen?
Oh, you know, it, I listened to myself, and I kept realizing that all of my metaphors had to do with either food or eating or cooking. I love to cook, but I also was realizing that I kept using the word delicious and zest and juicy, and all of a sudden it just kind of fell into my lap, and I would look at that, and I went, well, of course, everybody's got a kitchen, or at least they know what one looks like, and so everybody can relate to this, you know, in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, I know I can relate to that, but, you know, that's Robin, so that's good. So let's just go ahead and start elaborating on this whole kitchen idea. I love how, you know, the kitchen is your life, so I'd love you to just to talk about that.
Well, I, you know, if you look at ancient cultures, where do people gather? They gather around the fire. What's the fire for? It's for warmth, obviously, but it's also for cooking. And so that was the original kitchen, was gathering around the fire, and it draws people together. And this is the, this is where people can share their stories. This is where they can co-create together. This is where they brainstorm. This is where they start to get really creative, because they go, oh, this beans and rice recipe, I am so sick of it. I've got to do something different. And so then somebody says, well, try this spice. I tried this one. It was really good last week. Okay, I'll do that. And so it's like a divine inspiration that comes through us, but also comes through others and helps us to really solidify whatever we want to do next. And it doesn't matter how large or small we want to make that change. It just matters that we're open, you know, which is what this chapter was about for me, because I was not open to change in this chapter.
Yeah, I love that, because, like, just you just describing it to me, that's like, you know, changing up a cup of coffee, right?
Yeah. Just
put something different in it
just
that you never had before. Yeah, cinnamon or whatever, you know? So many things nowadays that we do with coffee. So, yeah, what's coming up for you, Amy?
Yeah, I think it's being, well, and for a lot of people that I work with, my job is to get them open to being open, right? And then what I love is, this process that you have, and that you can do it over and over again when you need to. And I think that helps people feel more comfortable, that, oh, I don't have to do it perfect the first time.
Yes, and to be okay with, you know, to not feel shame about, oh, this wasn't what I wanted.
Right.
No, it's okay. Just do it differently now.
Well, and I think it's such an insight to say that I thought I wanted that until I started experiencing it, or until I started eating it, and I realized that's just not my thing, and I can do something different with it. Yeah, I think that's just so exciting. Yeah, and this whole kitchen idea of just, you know, it's metaphoric, but yet it's also literal at the same time. I think that's so good. I read somewhere once that a feng shui teacher was saying that if you keep your kitchen sink clean, it says so much about your life. And I think there's something really to that. You know, do you keep a bunch of dirty dishes in it and you're not really taking care? Or do you take the time to clean it, you know, when you've got stuff going on? You don't allow it to get dirty. You allow things to get moved where they need to go, whether it's, you know, washed or dishwashed or whatever you need to do, and being able to have that place where it's a place that can be renewal and replenishing yourself. So it's just a really profound kind of thing. And you go on to say everything you co-create is a micro is mirrored by what you create on the macro. And I'd love for you to elaborate on that a little bit.
So, boy, it's like, well, take, for example, what I tell my students, you are your business. So whatever is going on in your personal life is being reflected through your business. And so that's the bigger picture. You know, if you've got some challenging relationships at home, chances are you're going to have challenging relationships. Whatever is going on at the smaller level is going to be reflected to a much larger level in the world. And so it's just an opportunity for us to take a look at that and go, do I want that? Do I choose that for myself, or do I choose differently?
Yeah, I think that's great. And then I loved how you took time to talk about the actual definition of co-creating, and how that's so important for us to be able to get really clear about what it is, you know, together, not separate, And you were saying, you know, bring it into existence. I think that was such a, it's very empowering to think about creating that way. And when I was just jotting down my notes and stuff like that, I was hearing when two more are gathered in my name, and whether it's two people, like we're talking about a relationship, or bringing spirits into all the things that we want to impart and being able to create, I think that's really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it tells you you're not alone, because when we feel alone and isolated and unsupported, it's really hard to create anything from that state, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Anything for you, Amy?
I just want to be clear with everybody that we are on working on the first ingredient, right? Or the first step.
Yeah, the first,
you know?
First
and
step,
the,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this might be a good...
Right. You want to talk about the reprocess?
Well, that's what I was thinking. You know, this is a good opportunity for that, because what we did last week was we just went into our hearts and brought up that deepest heart desire. And so now let's kind of formulate it into something that you can put your intention into, you can put your attention on, and with love and gratitude, really bring it to fruition, if that makes sense. And so the read process, it's just something that just came to me, but it's a way of elaborating on all parts of your intention so you get more of what you're choosing and less of what you don't choose. So the more specific you are, the more you're going to see that and feel that and live that, as opposed to if you just have a loose intention like, oh yeah, I'd like to feel better. Well, okay, that can mean a whole lot of different things to a lot of people. So in exactly what way would you like to feel better? So when we start with a read process, we start with a refining of it, which means like, how exactly would you like to feel better? Are we talking physically? Are we talking emotionally? Are we talking about in your relationship, in your finances, in your career? You know, let's really start chunking it down and narrowing it down and even put a time frame. Would you like this in the near future, or would you like this now? You know, so it you're really getting into that microscopic viewpoint by using the refining. And then when you elaborate, and some of these, you know, they're going to sound like, aren't you doing the same thing? But it's a very subtle difference. So when you elaborate, you're going to add on a lot of details to that. So what would feeling better look like? Like, would you be able to run for 5 miles or maybe just walk for one? You know, what exactly does that mean? And would that be on a daily basis? Would you be eating differently? Would you be doing yoga? Would you be doing meditation? What is it that would, you know, make your life look better or feel better as a result of, you know, what you're choosing to do here? When you expand, then you're going beyond just your personal goal into that macro, into that bigger picture, into the world, and you're asking yourself, okay, how would this make a difference for more people? Like, if I feel better, how can that help more people? Well, I could be talking about it, maybe on Blog Talk Radio. I could write a book about it. I could show others. I could lead a class. I could lead a workshop so other people can learn from that too. And all of a sudden, you've got a bigger picture perspective of why you're here and what this is all about. And then when you add lots of juicy details, this is where it starts to get really fun, because this is what brings it to life faster than anything, I think, because you're imagining, what would my life be like if I had that right now? How would my life be different? What are the things that I could do that would be so joyful that it would just be almost beyond my understanding? And when you play with that, you can really bring it to life with love and gratitude so much faster.
And I feel the progression, you know, as you're talking about it, and it's that movement. And like we were saying before, I find, you know, teaching critical thinking classes and colleges, that it's when people start out with what they think they're solving, 90% of the time that isn't it. But through going through the process, they realize it. And so this, you know, really brings that home. And with it, since, you know, doing this in February, what a really big outcome for me has been changing my languaging from I intend to I choose.
Mm-hmm.
And energetically, it's a vast difference.
Oh, huge. Choosing is right here, right now. And mm-hmm. I want is in the future. You'll always be wanting.
Mm-hmm. Huge shift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's what's going to put you on the spot, Amy, to say, okay, with the doing that process with the read system, how can you see that was something like with this experience you had last week about having it being that much more, defined and elaborated and having the details?
Well, I was on an international stage, which I've been before, and treated like a VIP in every possible way. And doing my work, yeah, full on. Yeah, it's a beautiful facility in Shelter Island, San Diego, which is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Mm. And they took care of the food. They gave us a booth, and all for the whole week, people were coming to us and really looking to us for who we were. My friend Marky, who I was working with. And taking something that's really cutting edge. We used to be so far out of the curve, people couldn't see us. And now we're dead smack in the middle of mainstream, being looked at as experts. And we were using tapping in career transition. And a lot of things really opened up for me that I never saw before. One thing that really came out of that was creating coaching programs for leaders in every organization, everywhere.
Mm. Nice.
Isn't that awesome? That awesome. So a part of the chapter is you get back into your story again. When you're coming back and then the angels were wanting you, now that you got back home and kind of has realizations coming back from a workshop, I'd love to kind of keep everybody up on the story side of this book and kind of elaborate a little bit about what happened when the angels were wanting you to move.
Well, have you ever been to a workshop where you were a participant, not a leader of it, but it just turned your life upside down and you just knew you were completely different? So I come home and I just know that I'm completely different. But to me, that was like, okay, I'm completely different. But the angels were seeing the bigger picture. And so if your life is completely different, this isn't the place for you anymore. You don't belong here anymore. And I was, of course, the last one to see that. So when they said, hey, don't you want to move? No, why would I move? My life is different, but so what? So it was a wonderful opportunity to kind of get me out of my comfort zone and to get me look at that bigger picture, to really expand, into something bigger than just my small world. And they kept saying, listen, you're the one who keeps saying that you wish you didn't have to work three jobs, that it would be so nice if you could just concentrate on your healing work. And we're hearing you. We want to bring that to you. We want what you want. We're working with you. And I'm like,
Ruh-roh.
Still not getting it. Yeah.
Be careful what you want.
Yeah,
you just might get it, right?
Yes,
yeah. For
yes.
Sure.
Yes, exactly. But, they with loving persistence, the idea kept coming in. And finally, it was like, well, what if this could be so fabulous, that you wouldn't want anything else? Well, that had never occurred to me. So it's like, okay, you're asking me to trust that what we are co-creating is really going to be fantastic. And at that point, I kind of made a shift. Because I was able to. I was able to kind of crack that door open a little bit. Okay, let's make a little bit of a shift and just entertain the notion and start making a list of what's in the kitchen, what isn't, what do I not want there, what can I hold on to, but what can I let go of as well. And then, kind of leave that door open as long as it wasn't Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a donut.
To the
what
word.
Are they thinking?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know. I had such resistance to the word psychic, and everything I read about Sedona was all about the psychic capital of the world. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not me. That is not me. That's not why I'm here.
Yeah, so when I love that whole idea about, and it's, we're getting into that whole idea of, if I can release things in my life, I can make way for the new. And I think there's something that's so important for you to realize on this level when you're doing when you're really in a place where you're even contemplating change, about giving yourself some spaciousness, you know, having some things that you can give away so there is room for something else to come in. And it could be, you know, one for one ratio for a while, depending on what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, once you have a comfort zone and you feel safe about it, I think it really helps to be able to release that and have that be so. We've got about 9 minutes left. You want to go ahead and do the meditation, and then we can go ahead and be on the other side of it?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Okay. I think it feels right to go ahead and get into the meditation. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is to help you take stock of your life and to start forming your intention for change. So just allow yourself to get really comfortable. And I would advise you to sit up as opposed to lying down. And just close your eyes, center your awareness in your heart, and allow yourself to breathe deeply and rhythmically at a rate that works for you. With every inhale, just as long and as slow as every exhale. And this rate of breathing signals your body for relaxation, and deep and profound meditation, and even cellular transformation. So just feel your body relaxing more and more as the tiny muscles in your face relax and let go of stress. Feeling the warmth and the tingling of relaxation as it moves through your entire head, neck, and shoulders. And as this warmth and relaxation moves into your arms, just allow yourself to let go of anything you've been holding on to. Feeling that relaxation enter into your very fingertips. Moving the warmth and relaxation into your core, relaxing all your major organs. And finally, the warmth and tingling as relaxation moves into your legs, feet, and toes. And all of you feels relaxed and comfortable. So from this state, just allow yourself to see or sense your life as though you were experiencing it on a movie screen or reviewing it in whatever way is right for you to hear it, see it, sense it, know it. Reviewing the most recent life events that you've had. Significant events that have led you in one direction or another. Sometimes it's our lessons that we learn, and sometimes it's our fulfilled joy. Moving forward to these significant life events until you come to now, where you are right now. Seeing or sensing and knowing with everything that's led up to now. And just ask your soul for the bigger picture to be revealed to you in whatever way is right for you. Get a sense of what's happening to you that would indicate you are truly ready for change. And what kind of change would give you more zest in your life? More seasoning, more relish, more deliciousness. Going back to your intention and repeating it to yourself and feeling what that's like as you say it. Really know it. Allow yourself to be that. And sending love to your intention, all kinds of love and gratitude. Holding gratitude for it already manifesting in your life now. Feeling or sensing your heart opening even more. Feeling and sensing the result of your love and gratitude. And really getting that connection between your intention and your delicious life that is unfolding. Opening yourself to cellular awareness and locking that awareness into a place that you can access whenever you need it. Opening to awareness and miracles. Because all are within you. They're always within you. And they're always accessible to you when you are ready. So just take in as much rich information as possible into yourself, into your conscious and subconscious awareness, and stay with it, allowing this experience to just permeate your being and staying there for as long as you like. And you can come back when you're ready.
Nice deep breath. My goodness. Make sure I get Amy back on here.
I'm here, babe.
Back in
okay, there
mind.
She is. Okay, good. Do we lose anybody? Okay, I think we're good.
Well, we might have, but... We just
Well, you know, if we did, it's a good place, and you know, Phoenix says, allow yourself to stay there for a little while. It's all good. It's all good. I wanted to point out too that in this chapter, Phoenix, you just do such a great job of taking each of the aspects of the reads process, and being able to walk through it. She gives you a little area where you can actually write down the different, you know, whether it's setting the actual refinement or expanding or elaborating or having it where you're working on the details. And I think that's really helpful, and she kind of walks you through it just a little bit to, you know, define that much more. Like you're saying, they all sound the same, but they are very different, when you start working with it and realizing just the nuances of what all that is. I think that's really good. So,
and you'll see that
Amy got anything? Go ahead, Amy.
And when one thing that I'd like to recommend is that you get a group of friends together. It can either be in person or, you know, on Zoom or however you do that. Everybody get the book, and then you can listen to the podcast and then go ahead and do the work and have a little bit of time in between. I think that can be helpful. And know that this is available to you anytime. You can go to listen to the podcast that Phoenix had created before. Just follow your heart, but follow the process and do it with friends.
Make sure to get the book. Yeah, get the book because it's really helpful and just that much more of nuances the way she defines things to be able to walk through that. So, because we really want this to kind of be an overview and our insights on stuff. So, go ahead, Amy.
What I'd recommend is you get a gaggle of friends and as a gift, buy them all the book, right? And maybe a journal to go with it. What a lovely gift for you and people you care about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
lovely.
Absolutely. I like that.
Well, and how empowering that is for everybody to be helping each other to go through the read process. I mean, it's one thing for you to be able to define it when you have friends around you that are like, and it's like this, and you got this going on, and then this is a detail, and you can have a party of being able to have everybody go and be able to elaborate and expand and do all that kinds of stuff on it, because it's so much easier when it's like it's not your stuff, and you're like, oh, I don't know about that, but you're like, that'd be great. You just get it going for everybody.
So true.
Yeah. I think it'd be super fun to have it going that way with all those different things. So, next year we're going to talk about the cellular process that is very unique to Phoenix with her the angel healing energy protocol. And you want to talk about that? We've got about a minute left. So you want to talk about a little bit about what that's going to be about when we walk through that next week?
Sure. So basically, we're talking about cellular memory, which is a record of all your experiences, and our good ones don't get in our way. It's our painful, traumatic ones that kind of hang on, and they color our attraction factor. So if we have an experience of abuse, for instance, we are holding that in ourselves unless we know how to release it at a cellular level. And then we begin broadcasting that, and the very abusers or people looking for codependency or whatever are attracted by that. And so even if you have no longer, even if you're no longer in an abusive relationship, for instance, you may still be broadcasting abuse outward if you have not healed that at a cellular level, and then attracting the next partner who is also abusive. So what we're doing is we're clearing at a cellular level the very traumatic stuff that gets in your way of choosing a more delicious life. And as you heal that, then you are able to change what you are broadcasting out and change what you are attracting back to something that's more in alignment with you.
And may I share something? That, especially from my experience last week, there wasn't a traumatic thing for me to heal, but I hit an upper limit. What I've been experiencing has been great. I didn't even know that this level of fluidity and amazingness was possible until I experienced it.
Nice.
And that's fantastic. A lot of people wouldn't consider that, you know, limiting our success, you know. Limiting our success.
I don't think it's necessarily even success. It's your experience of deliciousness. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, again, we'll be going over a little bit. We'll be talking about the cellular releasing and then assembling the ingredients, getting that all going.
Woo-hoo!
That now that we've cleared these things, being able to
shopping.
Get all that stuff put together so we can have it be something that's truly delicious and beyond anything we've ever tasted before. Isn't that awesome?
Woo-hoo!
I think that sounds great.
Yes.
I'm in.
Bring it on.
I'm in too. So, and I know Phoenix will be here. So thank you again for joining us.
Absolutely.
And if you have any questions or thoughts or anything for any of us, you can go ahead and let me know, or we can go ahead and make sure that Phoenix gets that as well. So Phoenix, you want to go ahead and give them your contact information just in case anybody would like to contact you before the next show?
Absolutely. Probably my email address at support@phoenixrstar.com would be the best way to contact me, because that never fails.
Yay.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time here at the cafe, and have a delicious week. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.